Less than 2 months before they start competing for Olympic gold, the world's top figure skaters face off this weekend at the International Skating Union Grand Prix Final in Kitchener, Ontario. Christine Brennan, a columnist for USA Today, has been watching the practices. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, Bob. And yes, I'm up here with, 2 months to go. The pace is definitely quickening as we head to the Salt Lake Games. An interesting fact about this event, four years ago, three of the four disciplines were won at this event at the same time on the calendar, as were won then by the Olympic gold medalists in the event themselves at the Games. So it is quite a good way to tell how the skaters are preparing as they're heading into the Olympics.
So who are your favorites?
Well, certainly the women are always, Bob, as you know, always the story, from Tanya and Nancy all the way to today, and even before, Peggy Fleming, Dorothy Hamill. They're the stars of the show. And Michelle Kwan from the United States is the person we've been watching now for about 6 or 7 years. Narrowly lost the Olympic gold medal to Tara Lipinski 4 years ago, has come back, won every competition, 4 world titles, 5 national championships. One thing missing on the resume, the gold in the Olympics, and this year has been incredibly turbulent for her, Bob. Firing her choreographer, firing her longtime coach, Frank Carroll. 10 years they've been together. Lori Nickel, the choreographer, about 6 years they've been together. They're both gone. And in their place, Michelle Kwan's father, Danny Kwan, right now is supposedly coaching her. A little bit like if Earl Woods took over for Tiger Woods at this stage of his career, a very, very strange thing. Michelle's had a tough fall in the sense of falling well during the fall and during the autumn, has lost, finished third in the competition for the first time since 1996. Otherwise, she's always been first and second. And she's fallen 4 times in 2 competitions, extremely uncharacteristic performances for Michelle Kwan. So while she still could be an Olympic favorite, she is having a very difficult time getting her act together at this point.
Any of the men interesting?
Oh, of course, always. 2 Russians head the pack there, Alexei Yagudin and Evgeny Plushenko, probably the Olympic gold and silver medalist, that's the thought anyway. American Tim Gable, the quad king, is probably the best bet for a U.S. medal, although there's 30-year-old Todd Eldridge, Bob, and he has never won an Olympic medal. This is his quest, a wonderful story of trying to make it one last time at age 30.
And you got your pairs, right?
Well, that's true. And in fact, of all things, this may be the biggest and the best competition in terms of quality and talent. There's the Chinese, there's the Russians, and then the Canadians, Jamie Soleil and David Pelletier, the world champions put together just 3 years ago and are now absolutely on top of the world as they head into Salt Lake.
Any sort of qualifier? Does this determine who goes to the Olympics?
It really doesn't. The U.S. National Championships are in a couple weeks. That's how the U.S. picks its team. Canada has its national championships, the Russians in another week or two. So this is more just an opportunity to kind of see it from a fun perspective. Only 6 teams in each event, or six individuals in each event. So it's more of a little chance to get some early warning signals about who's skating not so well, and obviously some good hints about who's skating well and who may win. I think all the Olympic medalists are on this ice here in Kitchener this weekend.
Well, stay warm.
I will, Bob. Thanks.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today. She's in Kitchener, Ontario for this weekend's Grand Prix figure skating final.